Lily Elbe was a Danish painter who grew up as Einar Wegener and became artistically successful. She began to discover her female side in Copenhagen and later lived in Paris as Lily. She came to Berlin and Dresden for gender-affirming surgery and was probably the fourth person to undergo such surgery to create a vagina. Unfortunately, she died of complications from the fourth operation in Dresden. Her story has been popularized by the movie The Danish Girl. Lily Elbe was born Einar Wegener in Denmark on December 28, 1882. She studied art in Copenhagen, where she met her future wife, Gerda Gottlieb. As Einar Wegener, Lily Elbe was a successful painter who created landscapes, still lifes, and portraits. Elbe's journey to discovering her gender identity began during her time in Copenhagen, where she took the opportunity to wear women's clothing among friends. During this time, Elbe realized that she identified as a woman. In 1912, the couple moved to Paris, and Lily lived there openly as a woman at times under the name Lily. Desperate about her situation, she decided in May 1929 that she would take her own life if she could not find help within 12 months. However, she was then able to start her transition in Berlin and wrote her obituary on the way. The painter Einar Wegener is dead. He died on the train between Paris and Berlin. On March 1, 1930, Lily arrived in Berlin and met Felix Abraham at the Institute for Sexual Science for initial examinations. The subsequent psychological assessment by Magnus Hirschfeld lasted several hours and, in Elba's words, was like running the gauntlet of the soul. On a walk that evening, her friend Pole said to her, "Basically, you're a strange fellow. Tonight you're behaving like a real guy, and tomorrow you might have it certified that I'll have to treat you as a lady in future. When I look at you like that, it's hard to believe that all this could have been right. But perhaps there really have been two souls in your breast from the beginning. Not just in the Guthian sense, but two beings, two whole beings." Einar looked at Pole calmly and said, "I understand your train of thought. It is difficult to make sense of this transformation. Difficult for me, how much more difficult for others? And the strangest thing of all is that every being in me is, believe me, healthy in his emotional life and, believe me, completely normal." On March 4, 1930, the removal of the testicles was performed, probably by Ludwig Levi Lenz, in his practice at Ahornallee 51 in Berlin-Charlottenburg. This was followed by two operations at the Dresden Women's Clinic under the direction of Kurt Warnekross. After her transition, Elbe changed her name, and her marriage to Gerda was annulled. But the two remained close friends. Tragically, Lily Elbe died on September 13, 1931, in Dresden from complications following her fourth operation. Lily Elbe wrote a diary and wanted it to be published. "I wanted that, when I was no longer here myself, my dreary love book would be my legacy, that this book would be read. Oh, you have no idea what a final satisfaction this would be for me." Lily Elbe's story was published posthumously in 1932 based on her diaries. However, the book's veracity must be questioned due to its complex genesis. Differences are clearly recognizable in various editions in different languages and show the influence of different authors. This work, as well as the later book and film, The Danish Girl, gave rise to narratives that are probably not entirely accurate. From today's perspective, Lily's diary formulations seem almost homophobic. It is assumed that the authors posthumously adapted the work to the readership of the 1930s and a cis heteronormative environment. Breaking down binary gender concepts, or even thematizing same-sex love, was probably considered too daring for the social or religious views of the audience at the time, or perhaps they feared it would be harmful to book sales. The memoirs also contain the narrative that Lily died during a womb transplant. This is probably not true, for which there are several indications. Lily was 48 years old at the time of the operation, and the more obvious procedure was the creation of an artificial vagina. This had already been successfully carried out on Dora Richter. Perhaps the narrative reflects that it was more appropriate to perform an operation for reproductive purposes than for sexual sensation or identity. The frequently quoted anecdote from the book and film that Lily posed as a female model for her wife Gerda and thus realized that she identified as a woman is not verifiable and rather implausible. Furthermore, the narrative that Lily could have been intersex persists. Today, it is assumed that this was probably a strategy to achieve legal recognition as a woman, which was more likely for intersex people. Lily is also often mentioned as the first woman to have gender-affirming surgery. This is also stated in her diary. Although Dora Richter was operated on as early as 1923 and received a complete reassignment with an artificial vagina in March 1930, 1 year before Lily. Despite the suspected rewriting of her notes, Lily was granted the satisfaction of having her story made public. Lily Elbe is considered a pioneer of the trans movement, and her story has helped to raise awareness of the challenges faced by trans people. I fight against the bias of the Philistine who looks for a phenomenon, an abnormality in me. As I am now, I am a completely ordinary woman. Lily Elbe was buried in the Trinitatis Friedhof Cemetery in Dresden. The grave was leveled in the 1960s and re-erected in 2016. The House of World Cultures, the former location of the Institute for Sexual Science, renamed its outdoor area the Lily Elbe Garden in honor of Lily Elbe in 2023. If you want to hear more audio contributions, scroll down below. A good next choice here is Ludwig Levi Lenz, physician at the first gender-affirming surgeries, or Felix Abraham, who was the first to publish about it. Alternatively, you can use the map to find other queer heroes nearby, or follow one of the suggested tours. If you're interested in experiencing queer stories through a guided bike tour, check out the website here, or follow Homolulu Berlin on Instagram for upcoming dates. If you have any feedback, write to info@homolulubalin.de. I am Raphael Nasiman, your guide. Thank you for listening and sharing.